Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Now we have another very practical point, but not in the natural concept of so many people today. This is why for this point we have a special part here in our outline. Amen. In point F, right? Roman numeral 5. Point F, having proper respect for those who lead the saints. And why is it when making the outline I put this phrase here, or this sentence here, having proper respect? In verse 7, it says, remember those who rule over you or who lead you. I don't like to use the word rule. Right? Because Peter did say, don't rule over the church like a king. It's not your possession. But you're just leading them, just like the parents leading the children in a proper way so that they will grow up correctly, properly, and be a useful citizen, and be a respectful person. Not ruling, you know, you have to listen to me. Don't you know I'm appointed by God? Oh, my goodness, it really happened. Right. The elders became so powerful. Just like in this country, actually, they are the servants of the people, right? And the officials should actually be servants of the people. No, they are rulers, they are dictators, and everybody has to listen to them. This is the worldly way. The Lord did say something very clearly like that. Like, the world have their kings to rule over you. And you became their servant. Do whatever they want you to do. They want to control you, and you have to do whatever they say. Otherwise, you'll be locked up. The Lord says, no. But among you, it should not be so. Shouldn't be like this. You're all brothers. One is your master, which is the Lord. This is the ground rule to understand all these verses. If you don't apply the ground fundamental constitution, this ground rule, you cannot understand this verse. Don't understand Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, according to your understanding and the practice in today's Christianity. No. Peter did say, don't rule as if the church belongs to you, your possession. No, it's the church of God. He paid the price. Paul said in Acts, right? It's the herd of God, not your herd. You're just a shepherd there. You're just a, if there is a position, then you're like a German shepherd. No position. If an elder have to require respect from the saints, there's a worm in there. You don't need to, because you're a servant. You're not a so-called ruler. Right? The translation says, those who rule over you. No. People like to rule. No, those who lead you. The Lord is our shepherd. He leads us. He didn't rule us. I think everybody knows Psalm 23. Right? And he's there to protect us. His staff is not to beat us. his staff and his rod and beat you until you're half dead, until you obey. No, that's not the way. Right. So remember those who lead you, who have spoken the word of God, not who is teaching you doctrine. No, the word of God. Because God needs some people to speak, right? Today, look at all the apostles, the Lord used them to speak. Right? But they speak through the Holy Spirit. They spoke, I should say, through Christ in them. Paul says, you want to have a proof of who is speaking. It's not I, but it's Christ in me. And that speaking will really be powerful in those who hear. It will work. The word of the Lord will penetrate into the heart. Right? But today, they don't care how you live. They just care. They give a good message on Sunday morning. When you go home, you do whatever you like. No effect. No effect. No result. No fruit. Right? So, those who have spoken the word of God, not who gave you a message. No, not those who give a sermon. Right. Then it says, whose faith follow. You have to follow their faith. Don't follow their lifestyle. Okay, you follow their lifestyle, you're in trouble. The Lord says, you do what they say, not what they do. Yeah, because they spoke the commandment at that time to them, but they don't live it. They do something different. Then I like in verse 7, the second part, considering the issue, the outcome of their conduct, of their manner of life. Don't just listen to, oh, wonderful message, and everybody lifted them up like they are, I don't know, higher than the Archangel Michael. Maybe not higher than God, but some really did. At the end, they were respected more than they respect God, and they fear these people more than they fear God. That's not good. Consider the issue. The word consider here, in Greek, it means observe carefully. Observe carefully your conduct. Otherwise, at the end, you see what happened in our past history. There's so many unrighteous things that happened. So many terrible things that happened, but nobody cares. But, oh, the message was so good. You think God cares about your good message than what is really happening? Oh, God is a righteous God. He's not a blind God. Don't think God appreciates a good message from you. It's His word, okay? How can your message be better than the word of God? If you think your word and your interpretation can replace the word of God, woe to you. Woe to you. No. No. Right. Only the word of God gives life, spirit and life, and is unlimited in the revelation through His word. But if you read a man's book, you are limited by what that man saw, and there's no more revelation. It ends with him. But God is unlimited, so His word is unlimited. Every time you come to the word, you see something more and more and even more. But if you read a book of Martin Luther, you will always be living in a time that is 600 years ago. You'll be outdated. because there's nothing new. But if you read the Word of God here, right, you will see more and more. You'll receive more light, more revelation, without end, the unsearchable riches of Christ. How can you see everything? No. But here, the last phrase is very important. Consider carefully, observe carefully the issue of their way of life, of their conduct. But at the end, people don't care about the issue of the conduct. They just, wonderful message. So what if it's wonderful? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, never change. But these people who think they're rulers, they change all the time. Just like Dr. Fauci. Today this, tomorrow that, and then that, and then that. And it keeps on changing. But our Lord never changes. He doesn't need to change because he is absolute truth. There's no need for him to change. He is all powerful. He is almighty. His wisdom is infinite. Whatever he said is always right. But what we understand concerning his living, powerful word is always greater and more wonderful. But he himself, as God, he doesn't need to change. You and I, we need to change. Change to the better, not to the worse. Not today, this, and today, tomorrow, that, and the old way, new way, and this, and I don't know what other ways. And what he says, and tomorrow is different. And then the practice, my goodness, people change left and right. But the Lord, no. That's why this word is inserted right there. I always ask, how come all of a sudden you, Paul says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and then do not be carried about with various and strange doctrine. How come this verse 8 is sandwiched between the two verses? Why? Right. It's because you have to know the Lord. If people say today it's black and tomorrow it's white, it's not good. It's definitely not good. Right. So we need to know the Lord. The main thing is to know this wonderful Christ. You can only know more about him. Yeah, but he himself will never change. Praise the Lord. Right. So, and it's always Paul's writing again. It reminds you, right? Don't be carried about with various and strange doctrines. But the only way is to grow, to really grow and mature in life. Then you will not be carried around, carried about here today, that, and tomorrow, that. Remember what Paul said, right? Don't be children, carried about, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And this every wind of doctrine is through the deceitfulness of man, the sleight of man. Right? So, it is a good thing that the heart be established by grace. By grace, not with food, because in the early days when they come together, it is eating and drinking. Food from the sacrifices. Right. So everybody comes. Hey, why not? It's good food. That's not a good reason to come to a conference because there is good food, okay? No, it's not a good reason to come to the conference. But we come here because we have heavenly food. We come here to really gain Christ. Yeah. But for a moment, let us come to the outline, because there are a couple of times that Paul mentioned about those, verse 17, for example, obey those who rule over you. Wow, it does seem like a terrible commandment. What if they were wrong? Oh, you have to listen to Biden, okay? My goodness, he's the president, right? Listen to Trudeau. No. That's definitely not the way, not what the word really means. We have to be reasonable, and we are not children anymore, many of us. Right? And these verses were used by the ones who are leading the church. You all need to listen to me, okay? And everybody is afraid of them and listen. Even if they were wrong, and nobody dares to say anything. Yeah. Anyway, there are quite a few wonderful examples, but I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, because these verses were so misused, misunderstood by so many people today, especially the Christians and even people in the world, okay? People in the world. Having proper respect for those who lead the saints. First of all, you have to understand the word leading the ones. Right? It's not by authority. It's not by power, ruling, controlling. But remember, it's by love, by care. Right? You don't beat up your dog, do you, Naomi? Right? No. Even a dog, you don't beat them up and throw him out because he disobeyed you. Huh? How about that? Kick them in the butt and throw him out. How about that? You like to do that with your... I didn't see you doing that to your dog, my goodness. I thought, I am jealous of the dog. He got a good food. He got a good care. All this wonderful care, which is really necessary. If we would care for the saints like that with love and loving care, that would be a great thing. Right? Don't rule over the saints like that, no. Right. And it says, who care for the spiritual well-being of the souls of the saints, because that's what it says there. Obey, yes, if they are right. Right. Those who lead you, be submissive. Don't argue and fight, and no need for that. For they watch out for your souls. That means they care for your spiritual well-being of your soul. They're not just teaching you doctrines and you have to agree with their teachings. No, this is not what it's all about. It's all about nourishing. It's all about cherishing the saints for the sake of Christ, because Christ has to use somebody to cherish the saints, to take care. You cannot throw Rebecca out in the street. You like to be thrown out, but you like to be beaten up at home every day? Neither. So what do you prefer? Loving parents to nourish you, to care for your growth, your education. Right? This is what the elders are supposed to do. Right? So they are those who watch out for your souls, who care for you. That's why we have this in the outline as those who care for the spiritual well-being of the souls of the saints. And what does it mean? Because they have to give an account to the great shepherd of the flock. So, hey, watch out. Those who are elders, don't just think, oh, you're heading up the church. It's your responsibility. No. You have to give an account to the great shepherd. Peter says that in 1 Peter chapter 5. When that great shepherd of the flock appeared, are you going to be in trouble or not? Think about that. Right. It is not easy to be a good shepherd. And the Lord himself told us, a good shepherd taught the sheep. What are you going to teach the sheep? It's not the teaching in a main thing, but it is the feedings and nourishing. And then the best thing that the Lord has shown us is a good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And the Lord is the great example. You're willing to die for the saints, are you? If you're willing to die for the saints so that they can grow, so that they can go on, so that their spiritual life and their souls can be transformed, can be saved to the uttermost through the Lord Jesus. And the way is to lay down your life for them. And John did say, because the Lord did that, so we should also lay down our soul life for the brothers. And this is a way to be a leading brother. And I don't even like to use the word leading brother. I told you, some of you, some time ago, a serving brother. Because you're serving the saints, not the other way around. You serve the saints as a servant. As those that must give an account to the great shepherd of the flock, because when he comes, don't blame the church. Don't blame the saints. The Lord is not going to blame the saints. The Lord is going to blame you. Hey, even the world knows that. If things go wrong, the CEO got fired. Not the employees, the CEO. You want to be a CEO? Of course. Then you'd be a good one, okay? Then be one that really takes care of your employees. And if you take good care of them properly, you don't need to command them to listen to you. They will automatically take your advice because of the respect. Yeah. So, and then having a good conscience. The problem of many of the leading ones is they don't have a good conscience anymore. The conscience is not functioning well because they are used to ruling. If I don't like you, hey, yeah, that's it. Yeah. If you don't listen to me, get lost. Right? Everybody has to listen to them. And a person who is like that has already no more conscience with regards to taking care of the brothers and sisters. They don't have that particular feeling already. They lost it because they're so used to be the boss. You know, if you are a boss, it's very hard for you to become an employee somewhere. Very difficult, because it's your habit now telling other people what to do, and nobody can tell you what to do. Somebody tells you or what to do or criticize you, he is finished. Don't be like that. No. Right. None of us are perfect. I'll appreciate it if you tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, why not? If I'm really wrong, I'll be thankful. I will say thank you for telling me. But if you are a king there, you tell me I'm wrong, you're going to lose your head. The next thing you know, your head will be detached from your neck. You'll be like a chicken running around without a head. Have you seen that? Have you ever seen that? Yeah. You haven't? Oh, I have seen that, because we raised some chicken at home a long time ago. A crack! And then you see them still running around without a head. Having a good conscience before God and before man, then you will be a good brother who is shepherding and leading the church. In all things, desiring to live honorably. Yeah. If you're such a leading one or a serving one in a church, you don't need to demand anybody to listen to you or to obey you. And it doesn't matter. If they will not be submissive, what can you do? Force them? Have you always been submissive to God? Have you? Oh, everybody's so quiet. That's already a very clear answer. Did God kick you out? Cut off your head? Show you the door? You're no longer my son, God says. I'm going to take away your salvation. No, that's not the way God treats you. Why would you treat other people like that? You remember the story of a servant who owes the master so much. The Lord gave that parable in Matthew chapter 18. That the Lord was talking to Peter, right, about forgiveness. Peter thought 7 times is good enough. The Lord says, no, 70 times 7. Of course, it should be more. 70 times 7 means always. And Peter probably thought, who can do that? I can't make it. And the Lord gave him a story, a parable, of a servant who owed so much to the master and asked for forgiveness. And the master says, okay, I forgive you all of your debt. And he was so happy, he went out. And so one of his co-servants who owed him so little, a few dollars, maybe just a couple of dollars. And he went on his neck, give it to me, otherwise I'm going to throw you in prison. Goodness, have you read that? Really? You remember that story? Did it help you? Only if you remember it. If you read it like you read a fairy tale, isn't that going to work? What happened?
He was reported by the fellow servants.
He was reported, and don't think nobody will report to the king there. And what happened? The king, the master, called that servant back. I forgave you so much, and you will not even forgive that fellow servant of yours who owe you so little. The Lord thrown him into the prison with torture. You think it's just a story? No, it's not. Remember that. Right. So, may the Lord help us. Amen. Remember. Remember about our own condition. Right. just like to be compassionate to those who are suffering because you have gone through suffering yourself. Then you have compassion on those who suffered. So the leading ones, please, those who are bearing some responsibility, whether as elders or as children's meeting teachers or any kind of a service, as a deacon who lead the different services, yeah, learn. You have to learn this, right? And then those who are leading the saints are those who have spoken the word of God. But it doesn't mean that the saints will just believe everything he said. You have to remember the Bereans. You remember the Bereans? In the book of Acts, Paul says these are more honorable because they check every word in the scriptures to see if what Paul is speaking is true or not. Yep, exactly. Don't just take it for granted. Go home and check it out to see if it is according to the word of God or not. Or if those people are talking nonsense. You know, I always remember this because it's an extreme example. One of my sisters used to go to a denomination, a mega church. And the pastor says, oh, there should be no divorce according to the Bible. But I'm going to teach you a way. That's to pray. And what prayer? You should pray that your husband will die quickly. What would be your reaction when you listen to such a preaching? You know what the reaction was? Everybody burst into laughter as if it was a joke. At that time, I told my sister, and you still go there? I would have stood up and rebuked that pastor, whoever he is. And you want to listen to that kind of a speaking? No divorce is the word of God. But to pray that your husband or your wife die quickly so that you can marry another guy, that is not in the word. That is not the word of God. That is the word of the devil. Yeah. The word of God. So the saints should observe attentively, closely, not only that what he said is scriptural, is according to the word of God, you should be more honorable, more noble. By checking it out, you have to read the word yourself. Actually, if you are so mature in life already, you don't need such junk. And you don't need, right? People to teach you all the time. Remember Hebrews chapter 5, the last verse. With the time, you should all have been teachers and professors to teach others. Why do you need others all the time to give you milk to drink? Oh, that's why we all need to grow. If we don't grow, you will forever be there. Right? How come you don't go back to school? Go back to university, go back to elementary school, go back and study and listen to the professors. Why not? You graduated. You should be teaching others. Now you're teaching others in the company what to do and all that, right? You call your professors every day to ask, oh, what should I do now? What should I do now, Professor Dr. Müller or whatever his name is? Do you do that now? Calling you professor in Pomona for every little detail. No, you graduated. How come spiritually you still need your pastor every Sunday? I'm so glad that most of the time we are bringing a wonderful offering of Christ to the Father. Right. This is normal. This is well-pleasing to God. We serve God acceptably by bringing him the best offerings like Abel. Right. That is much better. But of course, even in bringing the offerings to the Father, it should be the best. And then the Father will share the best, part of the best, to the priesthood. Yeah, that's why all of us are enjoying, wow, wonderful offering to the Father. Yeah, because part of the offering, the Father will give it to the priesthood. That's the best part. The best part, the real best part, right? I wasn't a good grandpa, okay, the best part, right? But God, he will give the priesthood the best part because God told the priesthood, I am your inheritance. You get the best. Amen. So then the saints should observe attentively, closely, not just to the doctrines or teachings. No, there's no teachings, but a word of God. But observe closely the outcome, the issues of their conduct, and then imitate their faith. Because the leading ones should be the examples of the flock. And the examples is not the teaching. Your conduct speaks more than your words. That's why I don't understand why a lot of people like to be elders. Can you imagine a child, a 9-year-old, want to be an elder? The very fact that it's called elder means you are more mature in life. And if you're more mature in spiritual life, you'll be an example to the saints. That's the way to lead. If you don't do it and you ask others to do it, you're a Pharisee. You're a Pharisee. But if you're an example, you have to do it first. So imitate their faith, it says. And then in this word under B is number one, do not be blind followers of the blind leaders. That's what the Lord said quite a few times. It's a very strong warning. What happens if you are a blind follower of the blind? You sure not just a leader falls in? Yeah, you fall into the pit with the blind leaders. And so whose fault is it? Both. Don't blame the blind leaders if you follow the blind leader blindly. You have to blame yourself, okay? Blame yourself. And then number two, you must have a spirit of discernment, just like what 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says. The prophets must speak two or three, otherwise it's going to be 2 or 3 hours long, so they should speak not too long. It's not a conference. Meeting of the church is not a conference meeting, right? And then the others should follow blindly. What did it say in chapter 14, verse 29? The prophet speaks. Everybody should say amen. Oh, he's a prophet. You think the prophets are perfect? No. No. So what should you do? The saints should discern, should judge. What? You're going to judge the prophet? Yes. Otherwise, the prophet can just say anything. Just like what I told you about that situation, that incident. Everyone should discern, should judge. Not just say blindly, amen, amen. Even before he finished, you say amen. No, this is not right. So I'm telling the saints to say amen slower. You don't have to say amen so quickly, so fast. But have the spirit of discernment. Yeah, like the Bereans, and like what Paul told in 1 Corinthians 14 to the saints. And then you have to go on to maturity and be perfected. Yeah. And that is the way that we honor those who lead us. Right. Go on to maturity. And then last point, pray for the serving ones. Don't think they don't need prayers. They need more prayers because they are under the attack of the enemy. Because if they didn't do the job right and the whole flock is following, you know what's going to happen. You bring the whole flock into the pit. Not just you. If the president is crazy, the whole country went crazy, went nuts with him. Right. So be careful who you vote for. Amen. And then part of this point is, yeah, not to be carried about with various and strange doctrines like that doctrine to pray that your husband or wife died quickly. That is not only strange, but it's evil. Right. It's not a joke. Everybody was laughing. I said, what? Everybody was laughing. You think God is laughing? You think the angels who was watching, the myriads of angels they're watching, they're laughing? You know who's laughing the best? You guessed it right, the devil. No wonder Kamala Harris always laughs like a devil. Such kind of laughing is devilish. Amen. So we stop here. And in the evening, I hope that we can finish chapter 13. Okay. I hope we learn something from Paul. We all need to learn now. If after all these years going through so many situations we don't learn, then I don't know what to say anymore. But we are learning. Right. Always learning to go on, to press towards a goal. Right. Praise God. May the Lord bless these words and write them in our heart, and we learn. We believe. Amen. Mingled is with faith. Right. And thank God. Amen. We praise the Lord. Okay, some prayers.